It costs more money.
Yep, it costs a lot more money. And I think
that's the beef of Mike Frank, among others.
It costs a lot more money. It also diminished the power of the State Bar of Michigan, which to me is a plus. Mm-hmm. By the State Bar, I mean the bureaucracy at the top of it. On the other hand, it introduces sort of a satellite quasi-criminal system into the profession. A lawyer who is charged with misconduct now is charged by a prosecutorial body. It's necessary that he retain counsel or that she do so and prepare a defense, mount a defense, present it's kind of administrative law of a quasi-criminal sort. And on the whole, it works. My friend Thomas Giles Kavanaugh used to say, "Or forms of government let fools contend." Whatever works, works.
Very profound.
So it works, and I don't think my negative vote makes any difference.
You know, what I read in 11, I don't call it a dissent on the bar dues increase.
Yeah.
He talked in very serious terms, and I gathered that maybe Griffin at least would go along with him, that if the bar is not going to allocate more of its resources to this important disciplinary area, it'll be time for the Supreme Court to take charge of the budget of those agencies. Did you
see I read that?
That's what I understood him to be saying.
Well, that's a 1980... It's 1990 now, isn't it? That's a 1990 echo of the kind of discussions we had around the table in 1984-85.
But these things never reached, public cognizance, did they?
No. No.
And probably for the better, I suppose. You know, another thing lingers in my mind I'd like to get to before the two of us... gets away from us. One of them, we've talked about the strains in the court, the divisions and the tensions. One of the remarkable things I thought in my knowledge of your period on the court was the apportionment coming together. Now, how did you explain that?